Okay, Tyler Bryden here. Another episode keeping this consistent. Today I want to talk about how to improve search engine rankings with transcription marketing. I wanted to put the term in here, like how can we quickly, dramatically, significantly improve search engine rankings, but title got too long, and one of the things with SEO optimization is making sure that title's, you know, not over long. Not overabundance of words, and I've already done that with the title I just gave you, which is again is how to improve search engine rankings with transcription marketing. So, first of all, what is, I guess there's a couple places I could start here, but first of all, search engines, primarily, I mean, I don't have to go too deep into this. We're all used to now using search engines, Google being the biggest one, and then YouTube being number two. The joke that I make is there's also, of course, Bing, but people only use Bing to get to Google. And these are, and there's more emerging now, and I have a couple posts about this, DuckDuckGo, very privacy focused, and some other emerging search engines here in North America, but then all across the world. World as well too, and these have become massive assets for us as individuals, as organizations, and really we're just tapped into this collective intelligence. It really is pretty mind-blowing what has actually been created through search engines and how we have access to just the world's information. And something I know I've had so much inspiration from, I've learned so much, and just this, you know, idea that we have this system where you can come up with, you know, a series of words, a phrase, plug it in, and then get curated answers, responses that can help you learn. Like it really has changed how we operate as a species and how we operate as people. So something I'm passionate about, I spent a lot of time with search engines. I've been a Google partner for a long time doing both paid advertising, organic advertising, as in like organic search results. And a lot of this actually came from building websites and then no one coming to those websites and needing to sort of get to the root of that of, okay, great, it's awesome to print something there. But if no one finds this, then really not much is gonna happen. So I have always tried to figure out sort of cost-effective, efficient systems to actually grow search engine presence. And this has been, you know, very interesting and ever evolving. And we've seen changes in how search engines are working. I've talked about it in a previous video, but like basically, you know, snippets that are now emerging and actually giving information directly in the search engine results page so that people aren't going to pages. How people are changing behaviors on search engine results pages is very interesting. And now, of course, we're seeing the rise of voice assistants and, you know, all these other ways to sort of interact and find information and query the information that we need. However, what remains consistent is that if you can create high quality content and then optimize it for these search engines, there is enormous opportunity for success. And that's something that I really wanted to touch on today, looking through the lens of how to improve these search engine rankings organically using what I like to call transcription marketing. And this was something that came around, I guess, sort of naturally on that journey of trying to figure out, yes, this cost-effective, cost-efficient, enjoyable way to create content that actually helps. You know, at my time, it was myself as an individual and an entrepreneur grow that organic presence online, but then also the organizations that I was working with. And I sort of started to piece together this system through some experimentation and testing that helped me unlock this idea, transcription marketing, and that it can actually have a major impact on your rankings on search engines and then drive traffic, leads, sales, donations, event attendees, whatever it is you're actually looking to accomplish. And of course, there's social media channels and all these different ways to bring people to your site. But still the idea that someone is, again, formulating that query, that search in their mind, and then actually typing it into somewhere or speaking it into somewhere really shows a level of intent. And I've seen, you know, throughout years, a much higher level in some cases of, you know, people completing a goal through search engines than social media channels where you're trying to create intent, where instead on search engine, the intent is actually there. And that's why the search, the thought was triggered and the search was actually made. I got my new Christmas sweater on. I'm feeling good. I feel a little warm, to be honest, but I think that's going to be okay. I think I'm going to be able to make it through this. And I'm going to switch now to a little screen share. And this is, I guess, the note that I was creating before, just to sort of prepare for going through this. Again, this is the Speak AI system. And part of what I wanted to touch on today was how this iterative process of starting my, you know, first of all, my own marketing practice, but then also then working with organizations through an agency structure really started to foster the idea for Speak and then how that actually came to life. So I, you know, first of all, I wrote this directly in here. And then now I've populated it to tylerbryden.com, and then how to improve search engine rankings with transcription marketing. And I've, you know, basically created, you know, pushed that text note into here. And these are some of the things that I actually want to go through today and really unlock, I hope for you, how you can actually use this system, this process of transcription marketing to boost your own search engine rankings. And more than that, as I will talk about, there are a lot of additional benefits on top of just the SEO piece that are really worthwhile actually examining and taking a look at. They can be phenomenal assets for individual and organization growth in more than just that thin, you know, line of or organic search engine marketing that we're talking about. First, though, just to, I think, make the point. Now, I've skewed this a little bit, however, because I've, you know, typed in some very specific terms, but these are actually keywords that this website, tylerbryden.com, is actually ranking for because of this exact process. So we've got technology for psychedelic therapy. Love to see it. Very happy to be up there. And that was a talk that I did, and I then actually repurposed it into a dedicated blog post with, you know, a very nice URL structure on top there. And you can see it actually embedded the Speak player, got the insights here. We've got the, you won't hear that, but the transcript, so then people can search. So if I type in psychedelic, I bet it's there. You can then click and navigate, but then, so just alone quickly, this player that we've built at Speak AI is actually optimized for search engines. So there's something really nice there. We use JSON-LD and Metaschema, which is a little bit too technical to get in today, but at some point I hope that I will be able to dive deeper on that, but just for time's sake, I'll bucket that for now. And then this is the other part that I think I'm gonna touch back on in a second, but this idea is, not everyone likes to come and see this massive page. It can be very scary if there's this like huge blog post or article or transcript and you just see like lines and paragraphs and paragraphs. So one of the strategies that I've seen be very successful is actually take the transcript and actually put it in a collapsible accordion. So this is called an accordion. You can see that just with one click, it opens up and now you've got the entire transcript nicely formatted and you can start to read it all, but you don't have to see this on the initial landing. So now, you know, we know that this is the prioritization here. People can watch the video, they can use the interactive player, but if they do want to actually read the transcript, they've got this wonderful spot that they can actually pop it open and read. And just as a note, like one of the things that I've sort of found hilarious and very interesting, a lot of people will read, they'll turn on a video or turn on audio, and then they'll read the transcript. And they won't even necessarily be in line or in sync. They're like reading ahead, they're reading behind. But it's this very interesting thing where it's like two information inputs at once, but that transcript becomes a very valuable asset for marketing, and it keeps people on the page. It keeps them engaged. And if you can add the combination of rich media like video or audio, and then combine that with the transcript like you see here, it really does become this, I guess the word I'll say is lethal, combination for user experience and time on the page. And then additionally, we've seen benefits with that with the Speak player, because people then navigate through the insights and then also through the transcript, and then that just unlocks even more time on the page. So just one of those benefits to think about with transcription marketing is, not only do, you know, thousands of keywords like you actually see here, like, you know, in 27 minutes, I spit out 5,400 words. Think of how much work that would be to write and how easy it was to actually speak, especially if you're me. Then, like, these words are now all indexed on the page, from the page to search engines, you know, the search engine spiders are crawling through this system, seeing all this natural language occurring and starting to build connections in language, and then being able to have the confidence that it can refer your pages on those search engine results because there's so much great content that's all naturally occurring. So the bulk of content that can be created, whether through webinars or interviews or just personal videos like this, is truly incredible and unmatched. And again, very hard to cost effectively and efficiently create 5,400 words through just actual writing. So this one part I wanted to touch on. This part is interesting here too, is that it's being unedited is fascinating. This was sort of a fascinating thing because I was first starting this, and this is actually the problem. It's sort of the problem I see in transcription marketing, depending on who you are, how serious you take yourself, what your organization is, and the level of compliance and professionalism that you need to have. Because I have this transcript unedited, so you can see, I think even there's areas where my name didn't hit properly. And I've got this unedited transcript pasted on the site now. My recommendation is that you actually do transcribe up every transcription, every media file into 100%, but that's been a really difficult thing. And so people are using different services to do that. That's something that we're really excited to be introducing at Speak, whereas you can upload audio or video, and then we'll do the automated transcription for you. If you don't feel confident enough in the accuracy of it, you can edit it yourself by a double click, or you can actually order a remote worker who works with us to actually come and transcribe it up to 100% for you. And that's really made this amazing process and system. And, you know, because we've got the automated transcription, it becomes this cleanup job. It becomes much more cost efficient, and then still keeps a lot of manipulation and flexibility with your content after. So instead of having to worry about editing the transcript yourself, there are services like us at Speak AI who can now help get that transcript up to 100%, which will then increase the accessibility, the accuracy, and again, some organizations require that accuracy to be, you know, close as 100% to it actually can be. And more than that, it will also help improve search engine rankings because now the transcript is even more accurate. And I'll add one of the additional benefits that I wanted to connect in here is that transcriptions become more than just tools for search engine marketing. What it can also be used for is it can become a data set for your organization. You can use it for research. You can use it for sales. Actual more of just the idea of keyword research or content production. Okay, here's what came out of the transcript. This could actually be rewritten into another article, or now we should create content around this. There's a lot of different ways that you can actually use a transcript and then turn it into another asset. And then very interesting to myself has been through Speak AI and analyzing the transcript, it's actually become a very powerful tool for my own self-analysis, my own mental health and well-being. So don't just look at the transcript as an investment in search engine marketing. It can actually be an incredible asset for you as an individual or actually as an organization as well too. I'll just add to that, as we talk about the benefits of transcription marketing, it does include, and I talked about this in another post, is repurposing, or the ability to repurpose the content is a really good way to prioritize what content you should actually be creating. So that means if you create speech-driven media, audio or video, those interviews, podcasts, whatever we talk about, these can become incredible social media assets, quotes. You can summarize a webinar and turn that into a post. You can, you know, just take snippets from the actual audio and video itself and turn those into little clips. This process of transcription marketing unlocks unlimited opportunities for different kinds of content, and one transcription, one media file can actually become dozens, if not more, of assets for yourself or for your organization. Just to, you know, now indulge myself, a couple other search terms that I've seen ranking, and these are all the same things. It was the same stack. It was creating a video, embed. Oh my God, there's a bad face picture there. This one I didn't even put it in the collapsible accordion. It was a transcript unedited, and yet it continues to rank. People spend time on this page, and has been an awesome tool for growth. And I've seen that over and over again. The rise of podcast and audiobooks, turning 26 years old, thoughts on psilocybin. Wonderful, wonderful things to see. And so I continue this process, and I actually have done some tests and seen posts that I include the transcript, they rank. Ones that don't, they can still show up, but they never show up as high, and they never show up high as quickly. So there does seem to me, at least on a large or on a small data set, this you know, this sort of proven ability of the transcript to be a differentiator in your content ranking high and well and quickly, or actually not. I'm gonna go back to this. I've touched on a couple things here already. I've zoomed through this, and I'm feeling good. I hope that you've learned a couple things from this already, and just the power of transcriptions and transcription marketing. A couple other things here, just to wrap this up, is like how you can, if you link, and this isn't done automatically yet, but I promise this will come through SpeakAI at some point, is now that you've got the transcript, there are now all these entities within it. So I know, for example, here is SpeakAI and Google. And what I should be able to do is then now export this, if this was a transcript, automatically include these hyperlinks. So now what happens is you're actually building these wonderful contextual relationships within the content that you're creating. And you can do that internally to sites and pages on your site, or you can also do that in an outbound way where, for example, if it's Google, in this entity here in the transcript, that it would automatically link Google. And if someone is interested in that, they can click off and go to that page. And people always find this sort of counterintuitive. Why would I want someone to leave the page? But search engines are intelligent, and they can see if they're clicking on these outbound links that you've given a recommendation or a point of interest, and that will actually boost your domain authority, boost your website credibility, and actually create a very engaging experience for users. So that's another powerful way to utilize transcripts. Right now that's manual, but at some point SpeakAI will automatically generate these hyperlinks for you, and I am very excited about that because I've spent hours and hours of my life hyperlinking things, and it's going to be over. It's going to be over. I'll just add, I think this is it. I think this is the last sort of note here, is that the reason, one of the reasons, I believe this is not just a theory anymore, this has been proven through some of these results that I've seen over several years, is that when you do push this, you know, if you record a media, if you record video or audio, you create a post, and then you actually push that post, I'm using WordPress and then Simply Podcasting plugin, you push that to an RSS feed with the transcription attached, now that page is then disseminated across the internet to multiple podcasting platforms. So you're creating links, you're creating domain authority, and then that transcription is actually linked through it all. So by repurposing that media, that audio or video, and maybe it was planned to be a podcast right from the start, it becomes this incredible asset, and it will help skyrocket those rankings even more quickly, you know, more dramatically and more significantly. So if you can take video or audio that you're creating and then push that to a podcast, and you will start to see even bigger growth. And I'll just add one last piece to that, I guess, because it's popped up, is I've done that same thing with YouTube. YouTube is the world's second largest search engine, and just through brief creations of video content without really too much of a significant push, I've seen those searches actually drive through. Depending on the length of the video, you can actually include the transcript in the description on the YouTube video and then link it back to this page that then can go push to the podcast, and everything becomes this beautiful interconnected web that allows you to disperse content at high speeds, cost efficiently, effectively, and becomes this just, you know, very powerful system for growth. So I'm at 19 minutes here, and I think I'm good. This was, this is something I've been so excited about for a long time, and it's taken a really, significant chunk of my, my life, and not in a sad way, in a good way, to understand the workings of the internet technically, through websites, through podcasts, and then now, how you can take media, use speech to text to turn those into more reusable assets, and then use those transcriptions to really boost marketing, but then even more than that, the research, well-being, all these other peripheral benefits that actually come from taking media and turning it into these wonderfully transcribed assets. So that's all from me today. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. I'll pop off the little screen share for a second. Hope you're enjoying this. If you have any questions around it, please always feel encouraged to reach out. I've got lots more content coming out soon. Really, hopefully, with the idea of how can we take media, transform them into incredible assets for growth, both for individuals and actually for organizations as well too. So thank you very much for watching this, listening to this, reading it, whatever you're actually doing, and hope to see you again soon.